We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
My name is Benny Erasmus. I'm a wheelchair rugby athlete. I was on Good Morning Angels in February 2012, and this is my story. As you can hear tonight, we're in a very busy Elsia de Villiers Sports Centre, Rembrandt Hall, and this is where we play wheelchair rugby. So I'm in a wheelchair because I was in a car accident 16, 17 years ago. One of my friends drove off the road and I didn't have my seatbelt on and I broke my neck in three places. And I was a quadriplegic from then going forward. I was the age of 18 years old, 19 in rehab. So I got told that I'm going to probably not walk again, waking up in ICU about 3 or 4 days after my accident. I lost consciousness at the accident, so I didn't know what was happening up until the point when I woke up in ICU myself. And they said to me, obviously there's always hope, but the possibility is, or the reality of it is that I've hurt my spinal cord and I won't walk again. Dealing with it was extremely difficult. I remember being in rehab, you know, being frustrated, you know, not knowing where you're going in life. You know, you had a plan and it just suddenly got ripped from underneath you. And dealing with it was exceptionally difficult. So before my accident, I wanted to be a professional hunter. So I was on my way to Zambia to go and work at a lodge and do like internship there. It changed. It was probably, I think my accident was in April and I was supposed to fly out in May. So it was quite on top of each other. And the short and long of the story is your whole life changed right there. I mean, you have to just figure it out from there. In business or in my life, they don't look at me, Benny, as in a wheelchair. They look at Benny as Benny, you know. So, and that's what I wanted to achieve. And being stubborn definitely helped you achieve that because you'll never give up. You'll just never stop. I've been playing wheelchair rugby since 2012. So I got introduced to wheelchair rugby while I was in rehab. It was probably just after my naughty phases. They brought me here to Elsia de Villiers to just show the sport to me, put me in a chair, and I thought these people are mad. And you feel so uncomfortable in that second, and you actually just think there's no way that this is possible. And I decided to try it, for myself to be able to get stronger and more physical. And when I started coming here more, obviously I saw more other people in wheelchairs, how they do certain things, how they transfer, how do they get in the car, what type of tricks do they have, I call it tricks of the trade, I guess, I don't know. I got into the sport through the rehab and I just never left. The beautiful part of the sport that we play is once we are all out of our day chairs, strapped into our rugby chairs and you've got click straps on and waist straps on and you start playing rugby. You actually forget that you're in a wheelchair. You just play the game. You try and hit the guy as hard as possible in front of you. If he falls out, then it's a win for you. You actually forget about your disability and you focus on your ability. So the reason why I went on to Good Morning Angels was to purchase a custom-made wheelchair that I needed to be able to take my game, if you want to call it, to the next level. So they customize your chair. They build it according to your length, your width, your needs. So it's all taken in consideration and they build the chair accordingly. And my parents and my family try hard to actually get money together to purchase this chair, and which didn't, it happened to a certain extent. I think we got together about 22 or 23,000 rand at that stage, and we needed about 30,000 rand. on top of the 22,000 rand. And they phoned and contacted us and said that they will actually help us with that. So when I got the phone call from you and from Rian to say that you guys are phoning in connection with the chair and to help, it was relief. You know, at that stage, you're 19 years old. You know, you earn a small salary if you're lucky. You don't know how to get to that point of making it happen. And it was a massive relief. And it was excitement. You know, that stage of your life, that's all you, you know, just after an injury and all of that, you know, that's all you have is the sport.
Vandag het ons vir 24-jarige Benny Erasmus. Nou, hy is 'n man op 'n missie. Hy is 'n rugby speler. Môre Benny.
Môre.
Hoe gaan nou by jou?
Goed, doen self.
Goed, dankie man. Ek lees baie goeie dinge van jou. Ek hoor jy is so 'n fantastiese rugby speler in daai rolstoel van jou.
Ons probeer maar. Maar ja, nee, dit gaan baie goed, ja.
En ek het by my vir Jacques Stein. Hy is die projekdirekteur van Sandvik Mining and Construction. En hy sit hier reg langs my, Jacques.
Môre Benny.
Môre.
Nou, Jacques, hoeveel geld gaan julle vir Benny gee vir sy rolstoel?
Benny, ons verstaan jy kort so R30,000 vir jou rolstoel en ek kan vanmôre vir jou goeie nuus, ons gaan vir jou die R30,000 gee wat jy kort vir jou rolstoel.
Ag, jy is baie dankie, hoor. Jy help verskriklik baie, waardeer dit.
So when I got this wheelchair, from there on there was no turning back. I made it a mission to be the best one point in the country, the fastest one point in the country, which I did. I went, represented South Africa in 2013. I represented South Africa in 2015. And now this year, I'll be representing South Africa again for another time. So yeah, they just never look back.
My name is Okkie Anker. Ek en Benny kom al 'n baie lang pad. Hy's nie net my vriend, hy's my broer. Benny is ons nuwe chairman. Hy het oorgevat nou onlangs. Ek het die voorreg om onder hom te werk as vice chairman van Suid-Afrika Rugby. En ek en hy, as ons 'n goeie vriende is en die broederskap wat ons het, het ons van die begin af van mekaar sê, ons wil rolstoel rugby terugbring na die broederskap toe wat ons gehad het in 2013. Die rol wat hy speel in rugby, van die baan af en op die baan, is 'n baie morele waarde vir iemand om op te kyk na hom.
My name is Lucas Itole. I play Wucha Rugby with Benny Erasmus. I've known him for quite some time now. He's a very good player. He's one of the guys that I like to play with because he has a good communication. And he's also very dedicated to the sport. So that's why I like to play with him.
My name is Botlhale Mungake, but they know me by Valencia because they can't pronounce Botlhale, which is my Tswana name, first name. I play wheelchair rugby. Benny's impact on my life, I can say that, like, he's a good leader in the sports. He's our chairman.
So being assisted so many years ago, you know, by Good Morning Angels and having the assistance and the support of family members puts you on the right path to actually work towards something. You know, if you can make it happen and people are there to help you, then you can actually put so much more in from yourself and your own side as well. And I do feel that assistance like that just condition you to be able to want to do more, you know, and get to a point where you can actually stop expecting something and actually do for other people, you know, give it back. So to describe what's an angel, I would say an helping hand, someone that look over you, that's there for you when needed most. And that comes in many shapes and forms. Your family, your parents, your wife, your sister, your brother. Organizations like Good Morning Angels that helps people when there's no way to turn. And when your back is against the wall and there's an helping hand. And I feel that's the definition of an angel.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.com.